Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So really quickly here, a question I get, and it's because many of you are starting to look at your health insurance and what you should buy. And no surprise, some of you are thinking, let me skip it. The prices are ridiculous. I don't have the money. I can't be spending thousands of dollars a month when that money could be actually going to my health care. Yet I'm spending all this money for an insurance company to ask my doctor to negotiate the price down. Why don't I leave the middleman out and I just deal with the doctor myself? And this, you know, do you insure or not to insure? That is the question. Is not that unreasonable to ask. Now, when you do ask it, everybody says, are you out of your flipping mind? Get the insurance. Get the insurance. But we could talk about it honestly here. That's kind of what we do here. We'll talk about everything honestly. And, you know, I look at insurance as a kind of a rich man's game. You know, the more you could cover your losses and hedge and all that, the better you are. But when you are fighting to pay your rent or fighting to pay your mortgage and your health insurance is over $1,000 a month, you're looking at some really serious choices. And so when somebody is uninsured, it's not that they're illogical or they're blowing something off or being cheap. It's insurance is really expensive. I haven't looked at what insurance plans I'm going to take, but when I found out that my favorite doctor was not on the insurance that I'm currently on, the whole reason why I'm paying for that insurance is to see that doctor. Insurance is actually, if you really look at your return of investment, it's amazing if you get sick, which you really don't want to wish or pray for. It is the worst business investment if you're not sick. And so when you look at the money you put in to insurance, and if you don't use it, you're going to be like, I threw that money down the tubes. And that's how these insurance companies thrive. Life insurance, all that. They are hoping that you'll either forget to renew the policy or you'll stop paying or something. And you, it's like with football. You know, it's fourth down. Maybe it's 4-3. And you see the offense go up to the line of scrimmage. You're like, what are they doing that for? Because they're hoping the defense will do a neutral zone infraction or something, right? Offsides, and then they could go ahead and get a fresh new set of downs. That's what these insurance companies do. They know that if you do get pneumonia or have to go to the ICU or get into an accident, they're going to have to pay up the yin-yang. But they are hoping that the average person doesn't get sick, doesn't use the insurance, switches companies. And so for those of you that might have paid Blue Cross or Cigna or Aetna for these years and now have United, they got all that money for nothing. Now, it's not entirely for nothing because, God forbid, you do need the insurance. It really does help. One, it negotiates the hospital price down. It negotiates the doctor price down. And it hopefully makes it a little bit more reasonable. But now that all these insurance companies have ridiculous deductibles, like after Obamacare, deductibles were up at $10,000, people started to go, well, wait a second, if I spend $1,000 a month, that's $12,000 plus $10,000 deductible. I'm already in $22,000 before the insurance kicks in. What do, you know, why buy it? So this is what I recommend you do. All right. Be very careful about just asking one company for their rates. You really need to price shop and you really need to see what's out there. Also, see if you qualify for Medicaid. See if you qualify for other programs. There's also some of these Christian-based insurance community plans that seem to, or MediShare, that seems to help people save, save money if they don't necessarily use it. But the problem is if you go, I'm healthy now, if you haven't had a physical, if you haven't had your heart checked, if you haven't had cancer screening, you just don't know what's going to come up. You know, I'm going through this now with pet insurance. People were saying pet insurance is a ripoff. Pet insurance is a ripoff. Well, now we just dropped off my dog for her second ACL repair on her other leg. I probably would have broken even if I looked at all the years of paying insurance and deductible. But honestly, at this point now, I wish I had it, because if she has anything else, now I wouldn't be breaking even. I would actually be in the positive because I had the insurance. So, one, if you're feeling like, what the hell should I do? You're not the only one. I think insurance prices are absolutely ridiculous. Number two is, understand that there are still a lot of options. You might qualify for the Obamacare subsidies. You might qualify for Medicare, Medicaid. You might even qualify for Medicare if you have a disability. You might qualify for some of these, or look at these plans where they do cost sharing. But, you know, when people ask, should I get a high deductible or should I pay more to get a smaller deductible? If you have that family history and high risk factors, and I got to tell you, I think 2024 is going to be a poop show. And so I would venture on the side of being more insured than not. But what happens if you don't have insurance? You just can't afford it. You can always negotiate. You can negotiate with the hospitals. You can negotiate with doctors. You can't negotiate with the lab companies. The more corporate these people are, it's difficult. But if you do work with these more neighborhood, these more community centers, and you go, look, I'll pay you $25 a month. I'm going to do my best. You know, I borrowed everything. What are you going to do? Lean my apartment complex? But if you're showing good faith, oftentimes they will work with you. And, but if I could just say one final thing, don't panic about medical debt. We're all in debt. When my father said he didn't want to go to the doctor because he didn't want to have high doctor bills, and I'm like, would you rather be debt free in the cemetery or owing $10,000-$15,000 and still alive and being with your grandsons? All right, we all owe. We owe on our car, we owe on our mortgage, we owe on our student loans. If you do have medical issues, make sure you got the coverage, but the right coverage. Do your research. 1-877-FELLY. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we have been ripping out grass. I don't particularly want to rip out grass. I love the idea of there being chlorophyll and green leaves helping make oxygen and reducing our toxins in our air, our CO2. But because of the water shortage and the drought, a lot of our decorative grasses, which I don't like that term decorative grass, because I think grass has a purpose for the animals that live there. The ladybugs, the bugs, the air. I think all grass has a purpose. But decorative grass in southern Nevada had to be removed because of the drought. And I don't understand how taking little swaths of grass out and replacing them with desert landscaping is staving off worsening drought when tens of thousands of people move in to the Southern Nevada community every month anyway. And they flush toilets and take baths and use water. So I'm a little confused about that. But what I'm also been confused about is how when you have places like California or Southern Nevada or across the globe, across the country, swapping artificial grass for regular grass, how is that healthy? I thought artificial grass has chemicals. This turf can have components that are toxic. I think there's like this rubber in there that could leach into our groundwater, surface water, affect our animals. If it accidentally gets ingested or it contacts our skin, these polycyclic aromatic carbohydrate or hydrocarbons and phthalates, I thought we're trying to get away from all that. But no, we've been ripping out grass, healthy, vibrant, oxygen-producing grass for synthetic, chemicaled, fake grass. And it just doesn't look healthy or safe to me. When I see fake grass, I don't get that awe. When I see real grasses and real trees, I feel good. Because the human species knows they need this plant life around them. Fake grass and concrete and asphalt and metal-looking plants for decor make you feel like you're in one of those 1950s cities that's about to be tested with a nuclear bomb. So, why are we still doing it? Well, Governor Gavin Newsom in California signed a bill last week to allow local governments to ban the use of synthetic grasses for residential use over environmental concerns. That was nearly a decade over California used artificial turf as a fix to their drought problems. So, look at how nobody listens. Now they're like, oh, okay, maybe we shouldn't be using the artificial turf. The bill passed by the California state legislature would allow cities and counties to prohibit the use of synthetic lawns because of the health effects of forever chemicals that are linked to the elevated risk of cancer. Now, some of the studies have been limited, but some of the studies have been like, look, obviously there's chemicals. You'd be an idiot to not realize that there could be some serious exposures. So this would reverse parts of the 2015 bill signed by then-Governor Jerry Brown that stripped local governments of that authority. So the drought situation that has now caused many communities to switch to artificial turf might now be switched back. So, I mean, there was millions upon millions of dollars that was put into this. And high school fields, football fields, sport fields, dog parks. This is, now, in where I live, they kept the parks with real grass, but I think a lot of the high schools have turf. And I don't want kids playing on that. So then, how do we deal with the quote-unquote drought? Now, isn't Biden making this core of environmentalist warriors, this environmental climate change core? I mean, that's nice, but maybe we need to spend a little bit more time on figuring out how to desalinate our ocean to make usable water, figure out ways to recycle the water, figure out ways to minimize our use. Now, what has our president done? Well, he has suggested and mandated that half of all new cars that are made on the roads are going to be electric vehicles by the year 2030. Has anybody tried to put out an electric car fire recently? It takes loads and loads and gallons upon gallons and gallons of water. If we're in a drought, and we know that car fires happen thousands a year, maybe we need to rethink what we're going to do in terms of electric vehicles. We also might have to have better plans for our wildfire issues. We've been told that one of the problems that has been contributing to these wildfires we get is you couldn't cut the tree line a certain distance, so many of these power lines are too close to the trees. Now, I don't like cutting trees. I love trees. But if it's going to save other trees, maybe we got to rethink about that. Maybe we need to look at, you know, how we're farming and what are some better ways to conserve water when we farm. Maybe we need to figure out how to capture rainwater better rather than it just going to the desert. I live in Southern Nevada. We got a boatload of rain the last year or two. Were we able to capture it? Did we get the runoff or did it just soak in? So, you know, these are things that I worry about. And when people say let the government handle it, you know, just like with the vaccines and the mandates, I say just wait 5-10 years, because that's how long it takes them to wake up, and they're going to say don't. This artificial turf is another example of don't. And I mean, I'm trying to do Homer Simpson. And I, as you can tell, you know, I love the environment. I worked for the EPA. But smart environment choices. When the, you know, climate change, green, you know, more liberal-minded individuals say we got to rip out grass, where's the environmentalists? When, you know, the liberals were like, all right, everybody out of the restaurants, idle in your cars, no more reusable menus, everything has to be paper, and we need plexiglass and plastic separating everybody and these masks. Where was the environmental concerns then? What we did to the environment during the COVID lockdown and the spraying of Lysol, which hurts the ozone, or products. I don't want to say Lysol per se, but I think the Environmental Working Group rated a bunch of these. What we did in terms of plastic, in terms of our paper usage for masks, in terms of our littering with the masks, and it affecting wildlife and coral, where were the environmentalists there then? And I don't think the environmentalists and the liberals are on the same page. Yet liberals seem to tout, look how environmentally friendly we are. Just use some common sense. You don't have to be liberal or conservative, Republican or Democrat. Just please, just use some common sense. Fake grass made with a bunch of chemicals is probably not safe. Just like fake hamburgers. They're making fake vegetable-based burgers that have chemicals in them to make it taste like meat. Look at these sweeteners, these sugar substitutes we use. It might be safer just to eat the actual grape or the small cookie than to be eating boatloads of artificial sweetened sweets. We just need to take a step back and think for a second here. 1-877-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
USA News Update. Senator Ted Cruz proposing conditions for federal aid that's allocated to public schools for broadband access. The Texas Republican characterized social media as addictive and distracting, expressing concerns about its potential to be misused or harmful to children. Two more hostages released yesterday by the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. Hamas claiming it released those hostages on humanitarian grounds. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, U.S. forces will be strategically positioned in the Middle East due to concerns that that conflict between Israel and Hamas might escalate into a broader conflict. President Biden meeting with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and his partner Jody Hayden at the White House. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Jason, our producer. Okay, so I just want to talk a second about what's going on here. There's been a lot of calls for Israel to have a ceasefire and stop their attacks on Hamas, which to me is a manipulation of what has been going on, and now it looks like it's all Israel. Israel's the aggressor. Israel's the one that started this all. And the longer this goes for Israel, Israel will have a huge, huge, huge PR problem and will start losing support the longer this goes. And a ceasefire doesn't work. Israel has done ceasefires with Hamas and people who have been bombing them for years, and then the bombs come back. They keep happening. So imagine if you were at home watching TV with your kids. Somebody came into your house, killed your kids in front of you, raped your wife, tried to murder everybody, you somehow miraculously survived. And they say they are going to go and get your neighbor or come back. They leave. And when you want that person found so they can't do it again, you read everywhere in the newspaper, ceasefire. Stop looking for them. Stop trying to stop them from future fighting. Let's have a verbal agreement. Do you think a verbal agreement handshake with murderers would hold? You would be like, you can't cease fire with these people. You can't. You've got to find them and stop them from any future killing or continued killing. They look at what they just did. Now, 2 weeks go by. Now you have countries and you have politicians saying, yes, we need to stop. We need to stop. Other people are getting hurt. Now, people have been asking me what's taking so long. Why is it Israel doing the ground invasion? Do you realize what Israel is up against? We still have 200 hostages, including Americans, in that territory. And Israel does not want to do what Hamas did, where they just rampantly spray bullets and kill innocent people. And although they were actually pretty precise about, we're going to hit the kids, we're going to kill the kids. I mean, they knew what they were doing. These kids weren't caught in crossfire. They actually literally beheaded these kids. Israel does not want to go in and just bomb indiscriminately. They have to work with underground tunnels, figure out how to get these hostages. I mean, you know, we watch these movies, you know, of impossible feats, whether they're true stories or not. This, they're making a movie of this one. If the IDF could get these hostages before Hamas kills them, while not affecting innocent civilians, they weren't able to just go that next day, saddles blazing, or whatever the phrase is, guns blazing. They have one hell of a task. And on top of that, they're being attacked from other borders. They're being attacked by the North, they're being attacked, and Iran, right, who's funding this, and who's a much bigger country. I showed you guys the map on my Twitter and Facebook, how small Israel is compared to all the surrounding countries in the Middle East. They have a tall order. They have an uphill battle. And so when people say, well, cease fire, just stop. If Israel has a duty to keep people safe, what if a bunch of, let's say, cartel come and kill random people and your family members and your neighbors? Would you say, let's cease fire with the cartel? No. You'd be like, let's get every one of them so they can't come back and do this. There's going to be revenge. They're going to want to finish the job. Now, you could say, well, Dahlia, but they only did this once. This was the first time. It was rogue with Hamas. This wasn't the first time. There is a 99.99999% chance that Israel's going to get attacked again. So this is their only opportunity to get rid of much of these cells and weapons that Iran or other factions have supplied them with. And when war happens and attacks happen, you think it's going to be battlefield. They're like, you know what, we're going to want, like China and Taiwan, we're going to eventually take you over. It's going to happen. And surprise attacks like Pearl Harbor happen, which was horrifying and horrible. But what Hamas did will be repeated. And it wasn't a we're going to fight with the IDF on a battlefield. It's we're going to go after a peace carnival, peace festival, a kibbutz, and we're going to murder children and rape, and for what cause? What were you doing this for? Because you were evil. And so here we are with the longer this goes, the more it looks like Israel is the oppressor. But you have to remember, if you, you know, and they're not. This is in defense. That's why they're the Israeli Defense Forces. You can't be attacked, have your house blown up, your family murdered, and then say, you want to know what? I don't think they're going to do it again. I'm going to forgive you. Let's shake hands. They're going to do it again. And that is what's so frightening. And yes, it is going to take time. And Israel needs time. Everybody said day one or two, do not rush Israel into finding, and solving this problem overnight. You have hostages, you have tunnels. It's a mess. Now, Hamas, in good faith, released some hostages. I believe 4 in total right now. That was very, very nice. But they should have never taken the hostages. So now you have all this sort of media going, look at how nice Hamas is. They even shook the hand of the... You should have never flippin' abducted a person from their home to begin with while killing their family members. And what happens is the longest this goes, people start to change their attitudes as, wow, Hamas are the good guys. You've got to be out of your flipping mind. Not only do they need to flipping give every hostage back, but they need to rebuild everything they took, and they need to compensate the families and get on their flipping knees and beg for forgiveness for all the death and destruction and rape and mayhem and murdering they did. But they released 2 hostages, and everybody's like, oh, yay, that's... And I get it. It's a delicate balance. You know, if the U.S. says, we're going to get you, I don't care what you do, whether you give hostages back or not, we're going to kill you. We got to be diplomatic. But just because they released 2 of the people they violently took doesn't mean that they repented. So, no, a ceasefire will not work because this attack could happen again. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your two-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this is something that bothers me a little. I get that we have a legal system, and I get when lawsuits have to happen. In fact, like when that McDonald's was sued because of a hot cup of coffee that burned a woman's leg. When you actually see the case and you see that there were multiple warnings given to the McDonald's and there's supposed to be guidelines in terms of the heat, in terms of the cap, and, you know, then, you know, you understand why some of these lawsuits have persisted. I'm still confused why the pharmacies got sued for the opioid issue. I think that could have been handled completely different, and the pharmacies, you know, were just filling prescriptions for doctors. I think some lawsuits did not have to go as far as they went. But this is interesting. This is Meta. Meta is the parent company of Facebook. And they are being sued for the manipulation of children. I thought children weren't supposed to be on Meta. But it's interesting what they're being sued for. There's a legal complaint alleging that Meta has, quote, harnessed powerful and unprecedented technologies to entice, engage, and ultimately ensnare youth and teens. Its motive is profit. Now, this is a lawsuit that I believe involves 33 states. It is suing Meta platforms as well as its Instagram, accusing them of intentionally jeopardizing the mental health of children for profit. Now, of course, Meta has refuted the claims, and the attorney generals have taken legal action rather than working productively with them to reduce harm. But this was filed in a California federal court. And they say Meta, which operates Facebook and Instagram, has repeatedly misled the public about the substantial dangers of its platforms and contributed to a youth mental health crisis. They say, secondly, Meta designed and deployed harmful and psychologically manipulative product features to induce young users' compulsive and extended use and routinely published misleading reports boasting a deceptively low incidence of user harms. And then, finally, they say Meta is accused of refusing to abandon its use of known harmful features against the guidance of overwhelming internal research and independent analysis. Instead, redoubling efforts to misrepresent, conceal, and downplay the impact on youth mental health. Now, first, I think if you're under the age of 13, you're not supposed to be on Facebook. So I don't know how youth is on there, because already they have safeguards in place. I mean, they only ask for birthday, but so they aren't necessarily targeting young kids. In terms of teens, a lot of teens, they don't really use Facebook anymore. They use the Instagram and Snapchat. But I'm mixed on this, because on one end, I can't stand that I could be talking to my husband about let's go to Disneyland, and then I log on to Facebook, and there it is. How do they know? Now, how do they know I was looking for bras, and then there was like a double D? Like, how do they know my size? It's kind of tricky, right? And I Facebook Live, but still kind of covered. So, they learn us. And when they learn us, they market to us. And they have these algorithms. And yeah, I do think it's kind of creepy. But if I'm going to be devil's advocate, right? If we don't want a company to market something to a child that could hurt them, then what about breakfast cereal? Breakfast cereal is high in sugar, has very little nutritional value, can lead to diabetes, could lead to mood disorders, because once the kid burns through the sugar, then 2 hours later they come down off that sugar and can have mental health issues. Is breakfast cereal next? What about makeup? Makeup is marketed to kids. Makeup can clog pores. If makeup brushes aren't cleaned properly, could cause blepharitis. You could get acne, and the acne could scar. Is makeup then going to be sued? We're really kind of going after the concept of marketing. Now, the Marlboro man smoking a cigarette, looking all tough and burly, we got rid of those. And now I think cigarette companies have to actually show people with cancer for their marketing, which, I get that you need to educate the public, but to market against yourself, I don't think that could be legislated. I think they could say, look, you have to put warnings on there, but I don't think you have to necessarily market against yourself. And so here's Meta that has this platform that, wants to drive you back to the platform, keep you engaged, like a TV show would. And kids are hurting themselves based on Facebook and Instagram. Why are kids hurting themselves? Well, because they see their friends posing, using filters, looking a certain way, looking like they're living the great life, and they don't live that life. Should there be warnings? You know, I remember the 80s. The kid that was in the Gremlins movie did a after-school special on suicide. I forget the actor. He's the one with the tall, brown, curly hair. And it was an after-school special in the 80s where he got into the car and he died by carbon monoxide poisoning because he wanted to kill himself. And we watched. It was sad. You saw the mom and the parents and what they all went through because they wanted to teach kids about how horrible suicide is and how he didn't have to do that. But I remember people were saying kids are now going to watch that and now emulate that as a way to commit suicide. We just taught kids how to commit suicide. And so I don't know what the answer is because we're trying to teach people, but then are you going to be responsible every time somebody misinterprets what is taught? So, like, another thing that's really common are movies on Netflix. Disney allows you to stream all the Marvel movies. Although I don't think Venom 2 is on there yet. That hasn't been on for a while. You could stream all the Mandalorians. You could stream Loki. Yet, is that a risk? Because that kid is sitting on a couch, gaining weight, not exercising, and you get depressed after watching TV. So then is Netflix going to be sued? And Disney Plus going to be sued? So I'm kind of, you know, I agree with Jewel and what happened there in terms of don't be marketing these fruity flavors. Don't be marketing. They had proof and evidence, they said, of where, you know, kids will like this or teens will like this. All right, there you go. But if a child shouldn't be on Meta to begin with, and if there's disclaimers saying, look, a lot of the pictures you're seeing here aren't real because people use angles and they hold their phone up and they, I mean, look, I do it too. You know, I mean, that might not be their regular body shape. Because nobody wants to put a picture of their butt or their love handles on video or on a picture. You know, there's only so much you could do. And if this does set a precedence that Meta, now again, if you see Meta go, hey, look, I know what'll get 14-year-olds. This is how we hit the 15-year-old market. This is how we hit the 14-year-old market. Well, then it's a slam dunk. But if they're marketing to keep people engaged, and people don't do well after being social on social media, that if they don't do well after a breakfast cereal, if they don't do well after eating fast food, if they don't do well after binging a TV show or cartoon, then everybody's getting sued. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.